This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب
الله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكتاب كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, those of my brothers and sisters who have seen the pictures on TV and on the computers about what has been happening to the Muslim Ummah for the last couple of months, you will have noticed and you will have been amazed at the way Allah the Most High, you will have been amazed at the way Allah the Most High has permitted His enemies and our enemies to prey upon the Muslims. You will have been amazed at the way Allah the Most High, our Lord and their Lord, has permitted His enemies and our enemies to kill our brothers and to kill our sisters and to butcher our children. You will have been amazed at the way they have broken our homes and destroyed our societies. And you will have been amazed at the way they broke down our mosques and they tore the Quran and they burnt it down. Wallahi, wallahi, thumma wallahi, you will have been amazed if you had only seen. But I think you have all seen it. So indeed, the amazement is not in that. The amazement and amazement is in the fact that we had not done anything for it. The amazement is that when we saw our brothers being killed, and our sisters being raped, and our children being butchered, and our mosques being burned down, and our Quran being burned down, we did nothing. There did not happen in our hearts even a tinge of mercy for our brothers and sisters. There was not a single tear that dropped from our eyes. And there was not a single hand that raised itself to its Lord, calling for help and calling for mercy for the Muslims. Oh my brothers, this is the real amazement. The real amazement is our inaction. The real amazement is what we did for our brothers and sisters. what we could have done and what we did not do. Indeed, the situation of the Muslims is a very bleak one. We can talk about the evils of Tamseel. We can talk about the evils of Christianization of the Muslims. How the Christians are actually converting the Muslims in Indonesia and in Malaysia and in the other Muslim countries. We can talk about globalization and its adverse effects upon the Muslims. We can talk about the Muslims leaving the hereafter and talking about this life. We can talk about the way the kuffar are subjugating the Muslims. Indeed, we can talk about all these things. However, you must realize at the end, if you are indeed intelligent, you must realize at the end, my brothers and sisters, that all of this is from our own hands. That all of this are from our own hands. Weren't the kuffar there at the time of the Prophet ﷺ? Did they not want to kill the Muslims at the time of the Prophet ﷺ? Did they not get together? Did they not get together and try and kill the Muslims at the time of Prophet ﷺ? Did they not? Indeed they did. And so what prevented the same thing from happening in their times? It was what their hands had earned. It was what their taqwa and their actions and their belief in Allah and Islam had earned, which is safety from the evil of the kuffar, which is safety from the evil of the enemies of the Muslims. And what has our hands earned? Then we have no one to answer for it but ourselves. Indeed, the reason for the sins, indeed the reason for the problems of the Muslims is the sins and the wrong aqidah and the wrong belief that we have in our tongues, in our actions, and in our belief. Indeed, this is the problem. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Oh people, realize, whatever of good has come to you, then it is from Allah. And whatever bad has come to you, then that is from you. It is from you. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever has affected you and befallen you from the trials and tribulations and the problems, then that is from what your hands have earned. And He forgives a lot. And He forgives a lot. So, let us realize that which has befallen the Muslims is what our own hands have earned. That which has befallen the Muslims is what our own hands have earned. However, why is it that Allah is punishing us so? Why is it that we Muslims are in such a sorry state? Why is it that the future looks bad? The reason is, and I'll give you an example. Just like the father with the child. When the child is naughty, then the father punishes him. Then the mother comes and says, don't punish him, don't punish him. He's a little boy. Don't punish him. And the father says, hold on. I'm only doing this, O mother of the son. I'm only doing this so that I may teach him a lesson, so that he may come back to me. Do you realize, oh my brothers and sisters, that indeed the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has given us these trials and tribulations, that's so we may come back to Him. It's so that we may come back to Him. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says that which means, and certainly we shall test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and life and fruit, but give glad tidings to those who have sabr and patience, Those who were afflicted with a calamity say, indeed, we are from Allah, and indeed, to Him we will return. They are those for whom are the salawat, the blessings and forgiveness from their Lord, and His mercy, and His day, who are guided. And Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ shall taste death. Verily every soul shall taste death. And we shall indeed try you with something. We shall indeed test you with something from good and something from bad. We shall indeed test you with something from good and something from bad. And to us is your return. So indeed, my brothers and sisters, this is but a test from Allah. It is but a test from Allah so that you may return to Him. So if this is understood, that all of this that is befalling us Muslims, from the problems of globalization, from the problems of the kuffar subjugating the Muslims, from the problems of the problems of the Muslim women, from the problems and problems and problems and problems, what therefore is the way of victory? What therefore is a way of overcoming our problems? There are two hadith that I wish to share with my brothers and sisters today. And they are that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five matters result when five things happen. Five matters result when five things happen. If the people break their covenant with Allah, Allah will send an enemy against them. If they rule by other than the law of Allah, poverty will spread amongst them. If they become deceptive in trade, Allah will deprive them of crops, and they will be struck by famine. And if they withhold the payment of zakat, they will be struck by drought. And this is the hadith which is authentic, reported by Tabarani. And Al-Haythimi said in Majmu' al-Zawaid that the chain of narrators is authentic. In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if they break the covenant of Allah and His Messenger, Allah will send an external enemy against them, who will seize some of their possessions. If they do not rule by the book of Allah, nor attempt to implement everything in it, Allah will spread enmity amongst them. So therefore, here we have a complete answer to the reason for our problems. And also we have a complete answer, an answer from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a cure to our problems. Allah says in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Verily, O you who believe, if you help Allah, if you help Allah, subhanallah, we are the created and He is the creator. We are the ones who have no power, and He is the one who has all the power, and we have to help Him. In tansurullah, O you people, if you help Allah, Allah will help you. If you help Allah by establishing His religion on this earth, if you help Allah by keeping your promise that you promised before you were sent to this earth, if you help Allah by implementing that which He has made obligatory upon you, by implementing the salah and the zakat and the sawm and the hajj, Allah will help you. Indeed, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, may Allah be pleased with him, in the battle of Al-Qadisiyah, he was passing by some tents in which the Muslim fighters were encamped. He was passing by some tents, and he was passing by a particular tent in which he noticed that the people were praying. Tomorrow is a big fight, and tonight they're praying. They're not sleeping, but they're praying. They're spending their time in tahajjud. So he passed by this tent, and he said, victory is from such tents. Victory comes from tents like this. And then he passed by another tent, and in it the people were fast asleep. They were tired, they had been fighting, yeah? They had been fighting, and they were fast asleep. And Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, defeat comes from such tents. Defeat comes from such tents. Victory comes from holding on to the religion. Victory comes from holding on to the religion and worshipping Allah. And defeat comes from forgetting Him. And also Qutaybah ibn Muslim, who was a great Muslim conqueror, and he was a leader of a Khurasan when it was being attacked. He passed by a tent when he saw a Tabi'i, one of the followers of the companions. His name was Muhammad ibn Wasi'. He passed by him, and Muhammad ibn Wasi' had his hands raised up to the heavens, and he had his fingers pointed to the heavens, and he was making dua. At the middle of the night, when the whole world is sleeping, this man, he was praying to Allah, and he had his hands raised up to the heavens, and his fingers pointed to the heavens. And he said, Wallahi, Wallahi, Thumma Wallahi, that finger of his is more beloved to me than 30,000 soldiers. Wallahi, Wallahi, Thumma Wallahi, that finger of his is more beloved to me than 30,000 soldiers. Why did he say this? Because victory comes from Allah. Victory comes from Allah. Or you who think that the answer to our problems is to get rid of globalization now. Or you who think that the answer to our problems is riba. Or you think the answer to our problems is the kuffar. No, the answer to our problems is our finger that is not raising to the heavens and making dua to Allah. That is where the problem is. That is where the problem is. The problem is with us. And when Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, when he saw the people in his time, busying themselves with the matters of worship, when he saw the people in his time busying themselves with the matters of worship, what did he say? He said, do these people believe in Allah? Do these people believe in Allah? Wallahi, they do not believe in Allah. Wallahi, they do not believe in Allah. He swore by Allah that these people who are engrossed in their worldly life so much that they don't believe in Allah. If this was the situation at the time of Al-Hasan al-Basri, which was just the time after the Prophet ﷺ had died, it was just the next generation. It is just tomorrow after the Prophet had died. If this was the situation, if this is what he had said about the people, and he swore by Allah that they do not believe in Allah, then what can we say about the people in our time? Then what can we say about the people in our time? Do they believe in Allah? If you believed in Allah, then your heart would have feared, and your tongue would have uttered, and your limbs would have submitted. Do you really fear in Allah? Do the Muslims in our time really fear in Allah? Do they believe in Allah? How do we expect the victory from Allah when the Muslims are busy with this worldly life? How do we expect victory from Allah when drinking and zina and riba and all sorts of haram are so prevalent? Have you not noticed how in the Muslim countries you can't hear the adhan because the music is so loud? Have you not noticed how the shops are not closed for prayer? Have you not noticed in the Muslim countries how the people sit outside when it's time for prayer and the imam is just praying by himself with the muazzin behind him? Have you not noticed that our mosques are empty and our people are sleeping? Have you not noticed that there is no one fighting for this religion? Have you not noticed that there is no one calling to this religion? The Prophet ﷺ was asked, O Prophet of Allah, will we be destroyed even if there are righteous people amongst us? will we be destroyed even if there are righteous people amongst us? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, if evil becomes widespread. So let not the righteous amongst you, or the ones who think that you're righteous, think that we will not be destroyed. Rather, we will be destroyed if the evil becomes widespread. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, Allah will not change a people until they change themselves. Did Allah say that Allah will not change the people until? Did Allah say that Allah will not change the people until the people change the rulers? No. He said Allah will not change the people until the people change themselves. Until you, O father, change yourself. Until you, mother, change yourself. Until you, O child, change yourself. Or your brother and your sister, change yourself. Come back to the religion. That is when the victory will come. Stop blaming the kuffar. Stop blaming all these other problems that you have. Blame yourself. If the father is worried why the child has gone astray, and the mother is worried why the daughter is not covering herself correctly, and if the brother is worried why the sister is not following the religion, and vice versa. If you are worried, just look in the mirror. If you are worried, just look in the mirror. The answer is there. It is you. Change yourself and the victory of Allah will come. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِ. Verily, every one of you is a guardian, and every one of you is responsible for those whom he is in charge of. So the ruler is the guardian and is responsible for his subjects. And a man is a guardian over his family. And a woman is a guardian over her family. And she is responsible for her husband's home and over his wealth, and responsible for whatever he has entrusted her with. And a man is a guardian over his father's wealth, and a slave is a guardian over his master's wealth. So each one of you is a guardian, and everyone is responsible for that which he is entrusted with. Indeed, a man asked Ali bin Abi Talib. A man came to Ali bin Abi Talib and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why is it that in the time of Umar, in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, we did not see all these problems that's happening now in your time? Why is it, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in your time we see all these problems, and these problems were not there at the time of Abu Bakr and Umar? Why is it that we are seeing these problems now? And Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, may Allah be pleased with him, said, that is because Abu Bakr and Umar were leaders over people like me. Because Abu Bakr and Umar were leaders over people like me. And I am a leader over people like you. So what do you expect? If you're the type of people that I'm leading, problems are going to happen. The problem is with the people, brothers. Look back and change yourselves, and Allah will cause a change to us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا تَبَاعَتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَاتَّبَاعَتُمْ أَذْنَابِ الْإِبِلْ وَرَضَيْتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ظُلًّا لَا يَرْفَعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُ إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a very comprehensive hadith, he said, if you bought and sold by a transaction called عِينَة, and you caught hold of the tails of cows and sheep, and you were happy with cultivation, and you left jihad in the path of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will put upon you a defeat which He will not raise until you go back to your religion. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 'Ina. And ghina is a transaction in which a person buys the product and then he sells it back to the person for higher than that, which is actually a form of riba. Now the Prophet ﷺ here, he mentioned ghina as an example to illustrate to you that the Muslims have become so lost and they have left the religion so much that they don't know the basics of the religion. Therefore, haram transactions in the, you know, problems with the monetary and financial system of the Muslims are all corrupt and they are full of haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned cattle and cultivation as an example to show the Muslims that they will be preoccupied with trade and work. Verily, the people in our time, the righteous people in our time, are busy with trade and tijara. They're busy with trade and business and working from 9 to 5. If this is the case with the righteous in this ummah, what can we say about the normal people? Indeed, the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned the third thing, which is abandoning jihad. And how strange is this word to the Muslims, and how misunderstood is this word to the Muslims. Thereafter, the Prophet ﷺ, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, and he gave us the answer to our worries. He gave us the answer that we have been looking for, the cure to our problems. And he said, and Allah will not remove it until you go back to your religion. Therefore the answer, my brothers and sisters, is to go back to the religion in its entirety. Is to hold on to the religion in its entirety. You must go back to the religion in its entirety. The reason why Allah Azza wa Jal, as some of the ulama have mentioned, that the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has put certain verses of the Quran in the beginning, and certain in the middle, and certain of the others in the end, he has not talked about the same topic all in one go, rather he has broken it up into various different surahs, is so that the people don't hold on to one surah and then leave the other surah. Is that you don't hold on to the first half of the Quran and then leave the other half of the Quran. So it is an example to you, brothers and sisters, that you must, in order to learn the religion, hold on to all of the Quran as you must hold on to all of the religion. Indeed, Ibn Burayda radiallahu anhu narrated from his father that he said that when we were sitting and drinking, this was before the verse prohibiting alcohol was revealed. So they were sitting, about three or four of them, they were sitting on the sand and they had a cup in their hands and they were drinking alcohol. There was alcohol in that cup and they were drinking from it. And so one of them went off, his father, Ibn Burayda's father, he went off and he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he had just found out that Allah had just revealed the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. Stay away from it. All you who believe, intoxicants, gambling, al-ansab, which are the animals that are slaughtered on the altars for the idols, and arrows that are used for finding out luck, are an abomination of the Satan's handiwork. So avoid it. That in order you may be successful. So avoid it, that you may be successful. So what happened is his father went back to the people. And he went back, and he saw the people were drinking. And so one of them had the cup to his mouth, and a little bit in his mouth. And when he told him about this verse, the person spit it out as fast as possible. And he threw his cup, and the other people threw their cups, and he spilled the alcohol on the ground. And they said, we obey, we hear and we obey. We obey, we hear and we obey. When a commandment of Islam comes to you, what do you do? You make a joke and say, is there another way out of this? When a commandment of Islam comes to you, what do you do? You say, okay, I'll do that tomorrow, not today. When a commandment of Islam comes to you, do you say, oh, I'm not of that level yet, I will follow it next year? What do you do? Do you believe and obey as the companions used to obey and believe? Wallahi, if you see the life of the companions, and if you read the history and the seerah of the companions, you will see that they were in a different religion. It is like they were in a different religion. When you compare their life to our life, you will see it is as if they are in a different religion. So therefore, the answer, as we have already said, is to come back to the religion. Is to come back to the religion in its entirety. And if you do, then know that the rewards will be tremendous. The rewards will be tremendous. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in an authentic hadith, he has said that there will come a time to this ummah in which holding on to the religion is onto hot coals. There will come a time to this Muslim ummah in which holding on to the religion is like holding on to hot coals. So whoever holds on to the religion in that time, then for him is a reward of 50 men. So the companions asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 50 men amongst them? 50 men of them? The Prophet said, no, 50 men of you. If you hold on to the religion, then let me give you the good and glad tidings, all brothers and sisters. If you hold on to religion, then for you is the reward of 50 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, let us not be fooled by the kuffar and by the problems that the Muslims are facing. Let us not be fooled by the problems we are facing and think that the solution is Islam. Meaning the solution is, and the problem is actually in Islam. The solution is to change Islam. Let us not ever think this. Let us not think that the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal needs to be upholded, needs to be removed and changed, and cut and pasted. Let us not ever think this. Indeed, in the time in which we live, in which rationality and common sense are not valued, when hostilities and wishful desires become the order of the day, and in which injustice and oppression reign supreme, a section of mankind will certainly stray from the correct path. They will utter false statements and give arbitrary judgments which are unfounded. Due to this, innocent people will be wrongfully accused and attacked. And therefore the wise amongst us should therefore attempt to realize and to discover the truth behind the lies and to base the evidence upon the facts and rationality. Among the baseless utterances which we have heard is that people say, as you have heard, I think, the leader of Italy say that the Western civilization is greater than the Islamic civilization. We have heard them say that the Western civilization is far superior than the Islamic civilization. Now this is a statement of injustice. This is a statement of ignorance about Islam. If you look at Islam and its entirety and its complexity and its applicability to all times, you realize that this religion is perfect for all times. It was perfect for the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and it is perfect for our times, and it is also perfect for the times of our grandchildren. You will see the complexity and the superiority of the religion when you look at the civilization of the Muslims. When you look at the fact that the Muslims were far superior than the non-Muslims at every single part of their life, except in recent times. You will see how Spain was a pinnacle of Islamic glory. You will see how the Muslim scientists and the scholars were the most intelligent of the people on earth. So indeed you will realize that Islam is complete, and you will realize that it is far superior. That it is far, far superior than all other beliefs. So saying, we need an answer now. So saying we need an answer now to what is the future for us. What is the future for Islam? Is the future that Allah has written for us more and more calamity? Or is the future that Allah has written for us full of blessing and hope and mercy. Allah says in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. It is He who has sent His Messenger with guidance and the religion of truth in order to make it prevail over all other religions, no matter how the disbelievers may detest it. So we have been giving glad tidings, all brothers and sisters, that Allah will certainly cause this religion to be above. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam is always on top and it will never be preceded by anything else. Islam will always be on top and will never be preceded by anything else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown that the final victory will be for Islam. And he had done this through very, very many different hadith. From the first of it is that he had said, indeed Allah had gathered up the earth for me so that I can see the east and the west. Allah had gathered the earth up for me so I could see the east and the west. And Islam had reached the east and the west. And my followers extended from the east to the west. This is a glad tiding to us. This is a glad tiding to us that this religion of the truth shall extend from the east to the west, shall extend the globe, that all people will be from the religion. That indeed the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will extend throughout the earth. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, indeed this affair will reach what is reached by the night and day. And Allah will not leave a dwelling of brick or fur, except that Allah will cause the deen to enter into it by the honor of humiliation, or the honor of Allah, which Allah gives to Islam, or the humiliation which Allah has given to disbelief. بِعِزِّ الْعَزِيزِ أَبِدِلِّ الْوَلِيدِ. Therefore it is upon us, brothers and sisters, to realize that victory is indeed our end. To realize that this religion is indeed headed for victory. First of all, the problems were ours, right? All these problems have been happening is from our own hands. I'm sure you agree. Secondly, we know that the victory is near. We know that the victory is near. And it already has been prophesied. Another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ wherein he had said, from Abu Qubayl, when he said that we were with Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, when he was asked about the city to be conquered first, Constantinople or Rome, and he said that we had asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question, and we had asked him which of the two will be conquered first, Constantinople or Rome, and so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the city of Heraclius will be conquered first, meaning Constantinople, and we know that the first conquest of the city of Constantinople took place by Muhammad al-Fattah, which is about 800 years ago. And what about the conquest of Rome? And what about the conquest of Rome? Then this is indeed waiting. We are waiting for the time when we shall conquer Rome. When the Muslims shall conquer Rome. This is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal upon the lips of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, related to us by the pure companions. And we have it present in our books of hadith. This is a prophecy which will be fulfilled. We shall indeed, inshaAllah, conquer Rome. Also, the Prophet ﷺ had said, prophethood will remain amongst you for as long as Allah wishes for it to remain. Then Allah will raise it up when He wishes for it to be raised up. Then there will be a khilafah upon the manner of prophethood. And it will remain amongst you for as long as Allah wishes for it to remain amongst you. Then after that, He will raise it up. Then there will be a hard kingship upon which will remain amongst you. And it will remain amongst you as long as Allah wishes for it to remain amongst you. Then Allah will raise it up. Then after that there will be tyrannical kingship. And it will remain amongst you. As long as Allah wishes for it to remain amongst you. And thereafter Allah will raise it up. And thereafter that will be a khilafah upon the manner of prophethood. Then after that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet. Meaning the end was a khilafah upon the manner of prophethood. Then he kept quiet. So this is a blessing for us. This is a prediction in the authentic hadith that indeed what we are headed for inshaAllah is good. And indeed also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the last hour will not be established until the land of the Arabs returns to being pastures and rivers. So this is the first sign which has already started to appear. If you have been to Saudi Arabia, you will have noticed, I've been living there for a long time now, I've noticed how the deserts have been turning green. I have noticed, if you have gone to the eastern province for example, you will have noticed how after the Gulf War there was so much rain, and deserts were actually turning green. You will not believe me, but the deserts were actually turning green. This time when we were coming back for Hajj, and we were coming back on the highway, we could see the deserts. It was like a mat, a carpet of greenness on the desert. These are signs for us. These are signs for us that indeed the good will come back to the Muslims. The good will come back to the Muslims. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal had said, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except those who disbelieve. O people of Palestine, O people of Bosnia, O people of Kosovo, O people of Kashmir, O people of Chechnya, O people of Philippines, O people of Indonesia, O Muslims of the world, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Verily Allah's mercy is near. Verily Allah's mercy is near. O people, O Muslims of the world, do not despair even one second of Allah's mercy. Verily Allah's mercy is near. Indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Allah the Most High laughs at the person. Allah the Most High laughs at the person who Allah's mercy is about to come to him and he thinks it is far away. Allah laughs at the person who Allah knows that his mercy is just about to come to him, whereas the person thinks Allah's mercy is far away. O people, it is perhaps Allah is laughing at us. Do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah's mercy is near. But remember that Allah Azza wa Jal had said, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Allah says in the Quran, it is a beautiful verse, please go back and read it. It is in Surah Taha and verse number 139. Please go back and read it. Allah says, in a most beautiful verse, He says, whoever turns away from my remembrance, whoever turns away from my remembrance, then indeed he will have a difficult life. Indeed he will have a difficult life. And on the day of judgment, we shall raise him. On the day of judgment, we shall raise him blind. We shall raise him blind. And he will say, oh my Lord, oh Allah, oh my Lord, why have you raised me blind whereas I used to see? Why have you raised me blind whereas I used to see? And Allah will say to him, and thus my remembrance is to come to you. And thus, the messengers is to come to you, to give you glad tidings, and to warn you. However, you turned away, and you forgot. And in the same manner today, I have turned away and I will forget you. Meaning turn away from you, and neglect you. Allah will neglect you, if you forget His remembrance. Allah will forget you on the day of judgment if you forget His remembrance. Why does Allah have to remember you when you do not remember Him? Why does Allah need to remember you when you do not remember Him? Remember Him and He will remember you. Remember Him and mention Him, and He will remember you and mention you with those who are with Him. And with that, I ask my brothers and sisters to excuse us for all the mistakes or problems or wrong things that I may have said, which may have hurt anybody. And I hope my brothers and sisters have benefited.
May Allah reward you for supporting the work of Dawah by purchasing an original Qadimun product. 100% of all proceeds go towards Dawah. If you'd like more information or have any comments, please call 07960205618 or email info@qadimun.com. Qadimun, dedicated to 100% Dawah.